Bradley Byrne, Adam Schiff looked dumbfounded when Republicans entered secret testimony room. By Kyle Morris on October 26, 2019. Representative Bradley Byrne, RL, joined Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM, where he discussed the entering of the secret closed-door impeachment inquiry room and the Democrats' latest impeachment efforts against President Donald Trump. "We said in the press conference that we should not be kept out of that room, that we demand to be allowed in the room to hear the testimony, to see the witnesses," Byrne told Breitbart News Washington political editor Matt Boyle. "They sent their staff out to say we can't let you in, and I said, 'Who said?' And they said the Democratic majority staff." Byrne made it clear that the individual who told Republican members of Congress that they were not permitted to come in the room had no authority to keep them out. Afterward, Byrne said he and his colleagues also walked into the room. "We walked into a room we should have been in the first place," Byrne added. "Part of this got started with this whistleblower complaint, and now they're saying no. The whistleblower is no longer important," Byrne said. "That's kind of like saying Mueller is no longer important. They grab onto something, they think it's their thing, they hype it up, and then they have this sham that they're doing right here." Byrne also said he has yet to see transcripts relating to the depositions. "I, as a member of Congress, have not seen one word of these transcripts of these depositions," Byrne stated. "So all the leaks are going to the news media. They're not going to members of Congress. It's a total sham." Byrne also discussed his interaction with House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA. "We went in the room. We all lined the walls, nobody said anything because we knew we weren't there to be able to ask questions, and the room was quiet," Byrne said. Adam Schiff looked dumbfounded and he started talking quietly, whispering to the staff that was there with him, and then he got up to walk out of the room. "As he got up, he had to walk past me and I said, 'Adam, don't leave,'" Byrne said. "He just kind of looked at me, glared at me, and then walked out of the room. Didn't say a word and never returned to the room. So the rest of the time we were in there, we tried to engage with the remaining Democrats in the room." Byrne also made it clear that some of the Democrats behind the closed doors were willing to talk with Republicans who were curious why the testimony was not taking place in public. "It's time to get this out in the open," Byrne said. "That's why we did what we did." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.